You're listening to Vatican Radio. What kind of world do we want to leave to those who come after us, to children who are growing up now? Pope Francis asks in his encyclical Laudato Si, dedicated to caring for our common home. In an attempt to answer that question, a number of Catholic dioceses in Australia have begun rolling out a pioneering environmental program, which aims to cut energy consumption and costs by up to 80%. Using a combination of solar panels, LED lighting, battery storage, and energy-efficient air conditioning, the project not only reduces the carbon footprint of buildings, but also promises big savings for its users. The project, entitled Eco Community, has already been implemented in almost 100 Catholic schools, early learning centres and other buildings in the dioceses of Townsville, Cairns and Darwin on the northeast Australian coastline. This week, the founders of Eco Community, Jesuit-educated brothers Justin and Martin Oldfield, were in Rome to seek support for their work from top Vatican officials. Accompanying them was Dr. Kathy Day, Director of Catholic Education for Townsville Diocese. She talked to me about the project and about the broader implications of environmental awareness for children in these Catholic schools.
We went along with a proposal that came from Martin Oldfield and the Eco Community to look at a systemic approach to rolling out solar power to our 30-odd schools across the Diocese of Townsville. And what Martin offered was something that actually built on an already growing desire to do something in a very practical way. One, to save greenhouse gas emissions, but also to look at the use of efficient resources and, I guess, to make a statement to our students that we cared beyond just the curriculum. So what we've done is to invest about $6 million in capital with some support from the Australian government in subsidies to put a solar panel project in every one of our schools. And the approach is really based on not just the economic factors, but also our desire over 25 years to do something practical with our environmental footprint. We've had a long-standing history of being very devoted to the environment. We live in a very environmentally sensitive area, being part of the wet tropics, the lungs of the world, and also with the Great Barrier Reef right beside us. So our students are very aware of the need to do practical things, to be very responsive, not just to have words, and I guess that's part of our approach. We're the first diocese or Catholic education system in Australia to build an environmental centre that actually takes students through a very strongly supportive program of environmental consciousness raising. I think the whole project that we've been able to look at is now replicable too. So our Northern Diocese of Cairns has also taken on board what we've done in Townsville. They came down and had a look at what we were doing and they said, yes, we want to be part of this as well. And now the Darwin Catholic Education Office has also come on board. So I do think we've started something in terms of stepping out into the unknown, but really prepared to take the risk to invest in Martin's great planning process. His vision was underpinned by solid planning, and that's what I was looking for, and high quality production, if you like, in terms and monitoring. So I'm really happy that we've been the leaders in this field, and I'm really delighted that we can now turn the solar project into a curriculum initiative with our students. So we're looking at mathematics and science and the kind of social innovation that comes from people taking notice of things and then wanting to do something themselves as a result of seeing the powerful impact that that's having.
It's very much putting into practice, isn't it, what Pope Francis is calling for in Laudato Si?
Laudato Si has been an amazing document in terms of how much hope it's given us, and I guess it's reinforced everything that we had already started to do. And the fact that, you know, we share this one single planet as our home really resonates with students. Australia is a huge island continent, and yet we understand the impact that anything we do on our land and our soil does have a ripple effect across the globe. And our students are really global citizens. They have friends in all parts of the world that they talk to through Facebook, through social media. And so they understand their connectedness to the rest of the world. It is a global village. And I think our near neighbours in the Pacific are really struggling with rising sea levels. That's having an impact in terms of how students hear and respond and how we want to be able to respond as well. So it may be a small drop in the ocean in terms of the huge mountain that we have to climb. But the fact is that you do have to make a start. And I would love to see a whole lot of other schooling systems make that start as well.
This is clearly a moral and ethical issue. There's no doubt about that anymore, even if there was some years ago. And yet it's also a big business issue as well, isn't it? And you have to be very careful, very discerning, as you invest vital resources of the school into these kinds of huge projects.
That's exactly right. And so convincing our school principals to actually set aside other budget priorities for the initial capital investment of over $6 million was something that I had to really do some hard work on, because, you know, we don't have a lot of money to do everything we want with education, so we like to be able to make sure that what we do is the most important. And this came along and we had to make a decision to set aside some priorities to say this is what we're going to do. And, you know, I'm happy to say that I think all of the principals get it. They want to be part of it. And that to me has been one of the big achievements, because school principals can be amazingly conservative people and they like to hang on to their resources. And of course, this means that you've got to put money up front before you get the payback. But clearly the maths is there, and we've been monitoring what we've been doing over the last 3 years, and the payback is already in the pipeline. And so I think we've now got the data that actually justifies very clearly the decisions that we've taken.
The Catholic Church in Australia has been something of a pioneer, hasn't it, in promoting environmental awareness and practical action to try and combat the devastating effects of climate change.
Yes, in Australia I think we're an amazingly sensitive country, and I think we owe a lot to our Indigenous Australians to teach us every single day about their connectedness to the land and treating the land with deep respect, and understanding that we're not just stewards of the land, we actually live with the land and with all of creation. And so I think we've got this amazing heritage that has taken us nearly 200 years to recognise, but we have recognised it, and we owe a lot to our Indigenous Australians for teaching us what was clearly already there. And so we have that. I think the Australian bishops are really wanting to do something very powerful in this arena, and already I've seen them come out with the federal election coming up in Australia, making a very strong statement about the need for policies that take account of the environment and take account of social sustainability and environmental sustainability.
And you're seeing a real change of attitude, you're saying, amongst your students.
I'm so hope-filled when I sit and talk to students and I go into our schools. They give you the most thought-provoking responses. They take you beyond what you're actually thinking. They're already thinking beyond what they see to the next big issue that they've got to come to grips with. So we provide a lot of opportunities for students to engage in discussions around what needs to be done, but also in practical responses within the school environment. So kitchen gardens and using the food to actually then create food for themselves. Worm farms, turning waste into fertiliser to use on their kitchen gardens. You know, policies like no lunch wraps, you have to bring your food in a lunch box. They might sound like simple things, but when you put them all together, it's an amazing platform that really builds the environmental consciousness of students. But I think deep down they're already born with a natural desire, a contemplative desire, I think, to be one with the earth. And we take that out of them with, you know, the need to develop this economically driven world that seems to be the only thing on politicians' minds these days.
My thanks to Cathy Day, Director of Catholic Education for Townsville Diocese in Australia.